Hey guys, and welcome to episode 51.
What I actually mean is episode 52
of Dad Knows Best. I am Harrison Mudge, father of one, and to my left, nobody. More by myself again. If you're new to the show, if you're new to watching or listening, this is normally a show where two friends with three kids between them have a whole bunch of banter. If you go back to last week's show, I absolutely butchered the intro, so apparently I'm better when I'm by myself. Who'd have thought? Adam couldn't make it today, but I wanted to make sure that I was in front of you guys, I was in your ears, I was on your YouTube. So I just wanted to give you a quick update about what's going on and what to expect from the channel, because I got a few things coming up which I'm really excited about, and I hope you guys are too. So first of all, quick update. Can't say bump date anymore, but quick update about the little boy. Not much at the moment. Obviously, he's crawling. He's getting everywhere. Chaos. So we're looking for those goddamn child safety lock things that you've got to put on the cupboards, and then no one can get into them, and they look ugly. They're just horrible. Yeah, so we're going to have to get some of those, because we've not got enough cupboards to put all the bleaches in safe places. But yeah, so that's fun. That's exciting. Can't wait to do that this weekend. The one thing that really stuck out to me and I wanted to say was, and I don't know if anyone else's kids were the same or are the same, but I know with Elliot, so kids have all of these toys, these bright colored, loud, so loud, these toys. They just go off as well. When you put them away, they just start blaring out. But he's got all these toys, and the one thing that he is the most drawn to, apart from our phones, obviously, but who's not drawn to the phone because it's bright colours flashing? Woo. But the one thing he's drawn to more than anything else is the TV remote. The TV remote. And we've got, I mean, everyone's TV remotes probably look more or less the same, black plastic with grey buttons. Maybe there's a red, green, and blue, and a yellow, but the whole thing's black and grey. But he's drawn to it like a moth to a flame. So we'll be watching TV and all of a sudden it will go off because he's crawled over and he's grabbed it with his Spider-Man-like grip, where his finger just needs to touch the corner and he's got it, he's grabbed it. So Emmy the other day, I think she was in Sainsbury's, and she found the perfect toy. It is a child's TV remote that is, it looks just as boring as well. It's grey with, I think, like lime green buttons or light green. But it really captures the essence of the TV remote. Now, and that's his favourite toy. So Emmy actually sent me a picture of him earlier. And he wouldn't sleep all day, and then there was just a picture of him in his crib, KO'd, sat upright but slouched over his own feet like a pretzel, TV remote in hand. So the best, however much that TV remote cost, I think it was like 6-7 quid, best money I've ever spent. I tried replacing another thing he was attracted to was the Xbox controller, because we've got an Xbox in the living room. That's a whole thing for another time, but he was drawn to it. So whenever daddy has it in his hand and he's clicking all the buttons, he sees it, he wants it. So I've given him an old one that was broken. It's not the same. It's apparently nowhere near the same as a TV remote that's got like 50 buttons on it, whatever. So yeah, TV remote, an absolute win. What I will do is, she got that from Sainsbury's, I will have a look on Amazon and see if there's anything remotely similar or if the same one's available. I think it's like a Chad Valley TV remote. So if I find it, I'll put a link in the description or in the show notes. But if not, I'm sure you can Google something similar. There'll be something there. If not, I'll find an alternative for you guys. Anyway, that's enough about me and my little boy. I just wanted to wrap this up with some updates that are coming to the show. Let me just check my notes. So yeah, I've got a bunch of content coming up I'm super excited about. So if you're only listening to the show, first of all, thank you. But secondly, you need to go over to YouTube, search Dad Knows Best. Hopefully my channel will come up. And on there, I'm going to be coming up with a bunch of different content, product reviews, all these cool things that have really been going well recently. But one question I would like to put to you guys is, what would you like to see? And also, what would you like to hear about? Because I've got other plans as well. I'm going to be interviewing other dads on the show talking about their experiences, how they felt going through the childbirth. I know the women obviously have it the hardest, but it is definitely a very intense experience as a dad as well. And I just want to share, because I've got a bunch of friends and friends through work and things like that that have all recently been having kids. So I thought, what a great opportunity to get them on the mics. So in the coming weeks of the podcast, there'll be more of those. It'll also be on YouTube as well. So be sure to like, share, comment, and subscribe to all of those shows when they happen. I'm also going to follow up with an interview with my dad. So my dad part two as well, which I'm excited about. But yeah, all of that is in the pipeline, guys. But like I say, if there's anything you would like to see or hear, get in touch. dadknowsbest@nbs.fm. That's the best way to get in touch. Or you can leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube. But for now, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching and subscribing and leaving all those reviews and clicking the like button and everything like that. I'm leaving. I'm going, guys. I'm going. Thank you very much, guys. Speak to you later.